Hey, hey, it's your girl, Judy Carrasco, the Healthy Hair Speaker, coming to you today with our podcast. Today is October 2nd, 2019. We're in the last quarter of the year, and I'm excited. Here's to finishing the quarter strong. I want to encourage all of you who are entrepreneurs or moms, whatever you may be, I want to encourage you guys to finish the quarter strong. So welcome to Let's Talk Hair Podcast, and today we're talking about three ways your diet is destroying your hair. Yes, three ways your diet is destroying your hair. Well, what do you mean by that, Judy? Well, we're going to talk about it. So first things first, for those of you who do not know me, my name is Judy Carrasco, known as the Healthy Hair Speaker. I reside in the beautiful sunny South Florida, although today was a muggy day. It's been raining off and on, but you know what? We're still going to get this podcast up and popping for y'all today. So I've been in the beauty industry now for 13 years. I've been always interested in how hair works and the health of the hair. I've never been really interested in the extensions and the, you know, the styling and all of that, but I'm more into hair care, natural styling, healthy relaxers, cuts and color. But I always had an interest when it comes to hair loss and how to treat it. So 2 years ago, your girl became certified as a hair loss practitioner, and the journey has just begun for me, and I'm absolutely loving everything about it. So I am proud to say that I'm a hair loss practitioner, and I help to change women's lives one strand at a time. So enough about me right now. Let's go ahead and let's dive into the topic today. So three ways your diet is destroying your hair. So what I mean by that is this: food is fuel to the body, which also gives us energy in order for the cells and nutrients to move about our body, right? And to feed our hair. Did you know when you eat, your hair is the last part of your body that actually gets the nutrients left in the food? Well, let's think about it this way. If we're not eating properly, what do you think the hair is going to look like? Because remember, I always say this, your hair is a direct reflection of what's going on internally and into your body. So point number one, improper nutrition can hinder the ability to absorb vitamins and minerals and amino acids. Improper nutrition. Did you know that if you don't eat properly, if you don't have a diet that's balanced in fruits and vegetables and minerals and amino acids and essential fatty acids and omega-3s and all of the things that are necessary for cellular energy, did you know that that will actually hinder your vitamin that you're popping in, the biotin, to actually be absorbed into your body? Vitamins and minerals, amino acids, they're essential in order for us to maintain a healthy scalp. And the hair is an extension of the scalp, right? It comes out of the scalp. So if our scalp is not healthy because we're eating poorly, guess what? There's no way our hair can be healthy. I can always tell when someone has a poor diet because their hair will not look, their hair will not look healthy. For example, the hair will not have a natural luster. It will look ashy and just blah. It looks very dull. Well, when we eat properly and our body is, you know, getting the cellular energy from the nutrition, well, our body will naturally, our hair will naturally have a glow to it. So that's why it's important for you to understand, A, your blood type. Number two, you got to also understand what foods your body actually absorbs and needs. And we'll go deeper into that into another topic. So the second reason why, the second way that your diet is destroying your hair, ladies and gentlemen, it's because improper diet can shut your body down. Yes, I did say that. Improper diets can shut your body down. Did you know that the hair is considered the least important part? Yep. It's the least important part of your body. So if your body is not getting the proper nutrients, guess what? It thinks that it's starving and it starts to shut down. So what does that mean for your hair and for your scalp? If you are not feeding... if you are not feeding your body the proper nutrients, guess what? Your hair is not going to have the vitality. It's not going to have the luster. It's not going to have the fullness that healthy hair has. And I'm not talking about thick hair, but it's going to look a certain type of way when it's healthy. So with your body thinking that it's starving because you're not getting the proper nutrients, your hair starts to shut down, and that leads to thinning and hair loss as well too. So imagine this. Imagine you hold your breath for a few seconds. You start feeling a little lightheaded, right? You start feeling like, oh man, I'm getting a little dizzy. The longer you hold it, the more and more you're noticing different symptoms of you about to pass out. So the hair, same thing. When we are not eating properly, our hair starts to feel a little like, what is going on here? Because the body's not pumping energy from the foods into it, right? So your hair starts to start to feel like, well, goodness, I'm out of here. Because you're slowly killing it because of your diet. So your hair starts to fall out. Your hair starts shedding really bad. And that leads us to our third point, crash dieting. Crash dieting throws your body into confusion. Now, I don't know about y'all, but every single time somebody decides that, you know, one week I'm going to be vegan, the next week I'm going to be keto, the next week I'm going to be doing the Atkins, the next week I'm going to be doing all water, oh, I'm going to do the cayenne pepper and lemon juice diet. Come on, y'all. You cannot keep doing this back and forth to yourself. Number one, crash dieting is going to throw your body into confusion. And because it lacks that cellular energy, your hair is going to start to shed like crazy. So the lack of the vitamins and the nutrients is triggering hair loss. It's triggering deficiencies. It's triggering illnesses because your hair is in confusion. It don't know if it should stay or if it should go. So did you know that there are foods that can really regenerate the hair? Did you know, for example, a sweet purple potato has so much fiber and potassium in it? It has vitamin B6, it has vitamin C, and the great thing about it is it tastes good, but that one vegetable right there can not only help to start regenerating cells, it also is amazing because it helps with just giving the hair this shine, because vitamin B6 is responsible for luster as well too. So the more sweet potato that you eat, the shinier naturally the hair becomes. So you have to start thinking about it on a whole nother level. It's not about what you eat, but it's about what your body absorbs. It's about what your body digests, and it's about what your body feeds the hair follicles. So I encourage you all, when you are doing your shopping, let a bulk of your budget come from Whole Foods. And I'm not talking about Whole Foods, the market. Let the bulk of your budget be Whole Foods, fruits, vegetables, grains. If you are grain intolerant, then there's other ways that you can replace that. But look for foods that are antioxidant rich, okay? Fruits, for example, you have your blueberries, your blackberries, you have acai berries, you have sweet purple potatoes, you have, you know, the things that are great in beta carotene, which are your carrots, your sweet potatoes, your golden beets. You want to make sure that you are eating foods that are going to bring life to your hair. If not, you're going to be destroying it. So if you're experiencing dry, brittle, thinning hair, lack of luster or shine, and even if you're experiencing hair loss, my question to you is, what are you eating? And are you listening to what your hair is telling you? Because like I say all the time, our hair is talking to us, but are we listening? I can oftentimes tell when I have not had enough water in my day because my hair looks dull by the end of the day. By the end of the week, if I haven't drunk enough water, and remember, your water intake is half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, ladies, you should be drinking 100 ounces of water. So that way you can, number one, hydrate your body. Number two, it filters out toxins and regenerates the body as well too. So it's amazing what we can do when we take care of our bodies. So I want to encourage each and every one of you ladies to think about it in a whole nother way. Let's not think about it as, well, I'm hungry, I'm just going to throw something in my body. But you know what? Those empty calories, they're doing nothing for our body. They're doing nothing for are good. They're doing nothing for the cellular energy that our hair needs in order to flourish, in order to have vitality, in order to have luster and elasticity, in order for our hair to swing and bounce and naturally just be amazing and just feel luscious and soft. Like, it's amazing how you can change your body by what you're eating. And guess what? If you change your diet, if you change the way that you eat, your eating habits, to eat more healthy and to eat things that are more rich in antioxidants and amino acids and essential fatty acids and things like that, and omega-3s, how much more will your hair shine? How much better would you feel as a person when you wake up every day knowing that, hey, I ate the right foods, my body's feeling good, my hair's looking good? Honey, can't nobody tell you nothing. But I want to thank you ladies for joining me for this podcast today. Three ways your diet is destroying your hair. And I hope that you take this to heart. I hope that you share this out. I hope that y'all subscribe to my channel. And I hope that you are listening to what your hair is telling you, because it's always speaking. It's your girl, Judy Carrasco, the Healthy Hair Speaker, and I speak life to your hair. Y'all have a wonderful day. Until next time. Peace.